Okay, so starting the Rashba on it's in the Talmud Gemara in Brachos, Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, so it's the pasuk Vasirosi es kapi v'ra'isa es achorai ufonai lo yiro. Says Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Malamed Sheher Ohu Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Kesher Shel Tefillin. So this teaches you that God revealed to Moshe, showed to Moshe the knot of Tefillin. The knot of Tefillin. Okay. So what's so he's saying the drush is like this: Vasirosius kapi verises achoroi. You see my back. Ufonai lo yiro, but my front you shall not see. Or they shall not see. So you mean, what does achoroi mean? The Tefillin.
Well, where's he getting that from? Just I guess yeah. Well, now how's that? Where's it coming from?
Right. Okay, good question.
Is that like not the front, therefore that must mean that he's showing them out?
Okay, so let's see what he says. It seems like this. So he says over here there's also a remez. Over here also the Balei Chachma, the Magidei Emes, they hinted at something. And the plain meaning of their words is like this. We already know that the answer came to the Adon and the Vim on his request that he asked Tarinos Kvadefa. Right, so this is the culmination of Tarinos Kvadefa. Right. Okay, hold on. And then Vayomar Hareinos Kvodecha. So the answer to that was so the first one was Hareinos Dirachecha. But this is in reference to the request of Hareinos Kvodecha. Vayomer ani avor kol tuvi al panecha v'karosi b'shem Hashem b'fanecha v'chanosi es asher achon v'richamti asher achem vayomer lo sucha liros es ponai ki lo yirani adam v'chai. So God said, you can't see my face because no man shall see it and live. Vayomer Hashem hinei makom iti v'nitzavto al hatzur. Okay, and Vayabavor Kivodi Baavor Kivodi Visamticha Vinikras Atsur Visakosi Chapi Olecha Al Ad Ovri. I'm going to cover you until I pass. Vasirosi Eskapi, I'll remove my hand. Varisa Achorai Ufonai Lo Yiro. So that's this pasuk of Varisa Achorai Ufonai Lo Yiro is in response to Hareini Nos Kvodecha. Right? Okay. So what is the request of Horinos Kvodecha? So he says, Ki dikesh lahasig. There's a question that gives here. Either mahus or mehod kvodo yisporach. Shur iyas aponim. And how do you know that Horinos Kvodecha means to see, what does that mean, lahasig? Well, it's very different, right?
Mahus sounds like it's more mashma, right?
That sounds more right, yeah. Mahus kvodo. That was his essence, what he is, his definition. Right? He asked to see Mahus kvodo yisporach, which is the Riyas Panim. Riyas Panim is a marshal for knowing something intimately. Right? That's what I'm mentioning. That you see, if you know somebody well, you recognize the features of their face. That's a very particular type of a knowledge of the details of the person. It's a marshal, of course, you're not knowing them, but in terms of their physical appearance, when you know someone by their face, you know them very well. You, from the back, people look similar. right, from the face, they're very distinct. So Horeinos Kvodecha, he's saying, is in the Derech Moshel, like a Re'ias Haponim. Which means to really perceive God's essence to the degree that's possible, and you know that's what it, that you know that kvodecha means ri'as aponim, because the answer is lo sucha liros ponai. Right. So that was, the answer was you can't see my face. So that means the request was to see the face, so to speak. Right. V'lo mona mimenu rak zeh. So he only denied him this, the Riyas Panim. But he did not withhold from him anything. He showed him everything that's after that.
Is he implying that showing him everything after that?
Now, with Matt's question like this, there are two requests. The first request was. V'ato amnon matzasi chen beinecha hodiyeni nos dirachecha ve'edoacha l'man emso chen beinecha urei ki amcha agoy hazeh. Okay, that we did a couple years ago on Tuesday nights. We did that, those chapters in the Rambam. So he says, show me your way. And the response was, Vayomar, pona yeilechu v'anichosi loch. Okay, so in other words, that wasn't the answer though.
Right.
What was the answer? She says, "Vayomer Shem Moshe, dibarta esa." That's the answer, right? Ki matzosichem be'enai vo'edocha b'shem. So that was okay. I'll request hodieni nos tirochecha. I'll grant that request.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then you have the second request. Once you got the good answer, right? Rashi says, once you got this good answer, you wanted more. And he says, "Hareini nos kvodecha." And then the answer was, Lo sucha liros is ponai, kilo yirani adam v'chai, and the idea of hasiros is copy of Risa as a chori, fun of liro. So in other words, so Matt's question is, did he get any more from the in response to the request of Horein Horein Nos Kvodecha, or is it just saying, no, all I can do is show you the
Rachecha?
Right. I can only answer Hodini Nos Rachecha. But nothing about Kodach. That's mash. That seems like it, right?
Which way?
That it's nothing more, right? He was just saying, no, I can't do Kodach is not good, but Derechech is a good request.
So he's saying, I cannot answer your second request at all. All I can answer is the first request.
Right.
Okay.
Seems so. Because that's a qualitatively different level that he was asking for.
Right.
And that level, that's what he calls the Mahus Kavodo, that was withheld, but everything else was given to him, and everything else seems to be part of the Derechecha. Because why would he, Moshe must have asked in the proper way. So the second request was for a totally qualitatively different thing. That was denied, but the first request contained everything else.
So even if Moshe didn't ask the second one at all, this whole thing with the back still would have happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. But now he wants to try to explain what it's referring to. In other words, there's certain kinds of knowledge that you can't access yourself. Right, you need somebody to give it to you, but it's once it's given to you, it's you're able to understand it, right? Like a secret, so Kabbalah type. So certain things you can't get it on your own, but the limitation is in the derivation of the idea, not in the conception of the idea. Okay, so that's certain knowledge that you need to get through Nevuah.
But it's, but once you, you couldn't get it on your own, but once you get it, it's knowledge that's commensurate to your ability to understand. But then there's another idea, something that's just beyond your ability to understand. So Odinos Drachecha is concepts that he couldn't get on his own, but Odinos Drachecha Eskodecha Hareinos Kodecha is he says that's beyond you. That's just beyond your ability to understand it.
But he didn't know that ahead of time. That would be beyond your
right.
ability.
Yeah, that's the, you don't know what you don't know. That's the problem. But obviously he knew he couldn't understand fully the 100%, but apparently he thought that that idea is susceptible to some degree. The full comprehension is obviously impossible. That Moshe would know. The full idea is definitely beyond anybody's ability to perceive. But apparently he thought there's some degree that could be attained. And I guess the answer is no, it's a complete qualitatively different type of thing, and it's not subject to any sort of degree. Okay, so he said like this. You should know that the tefillin barosh, barosh, so you have the straps come out and circle the head, right? And then they're tied in the back of the head. And the tefillin themselves are resting on the head, on the face, he calls it, between the eyes, right? And there is the root of the brain.
Okay.
What's that?
Brainstem.
The brainstem. Uh-huh. The prefrontal cortex.
Yeah.
Umiskashos ba'acharis hamoach. Who can negate upon them. And they're tied, a little bit sounds repetitious, right? They're tied in the back of the brain, which is against the face. Right?
Meaning like opposite the face.
Opposite the face. And it says, by the tefillin, shel rosh, v'hayu l'totafos bein einecha. Okay? So we see as a certain derech, right? Because listen, it takes the same derech that he did with Shema. So he says, what is the word I? What is ayin? The milas ayin? It has, it's a homonym. I mean, it has different meanings. It means, first of all, the kli of the tool of sight, right? Physically, the ayin. It means also something similar. You say it's ke'ain. It's like, right? And it also means hashgacha and remembrance, right? Al yalizu me'inecha. You know, God shouldn't be forsaken from his sight, meaning his hashgacha and his remembrance. Okay, those are the three meanings of the word. The literal tool of sight. The second one means what? A dugma, a mushal. And the third is means hashgacha and remembrance. And over here, it's kolel all three of them. Okay? So in this pasuk, so again, like he had by Shema, so there's three meanings, and the pasuk means all three. So here again, he says, the ayin, totafos bein einecha, the reference to I, is really a reference to three ideas. So the first one is where you put it, right? Bein einecha means literally on your by the al sharshei ha'ayin, the root of the. See, it's interesting because he doesn't want to be like the karayim, right?
Yeah.
They put it literally between the eye, but al sharshei ha'ayinayim.
What does that mean?
Shereishis hamoach.
Oh, okay.
They just held that the
the optic route.
They believe that they I went back that way.
V'hu al haponim, v'o lezikaron. So we skipped dugma, no?
Mm-hmm.
So far, and also it means for zikaron, shehu mashkiach hayochol, v'hashkiach aleinu, v'hotzienu mibeis avodim.
Let's go a little further.
Uladimyon lekvoa benafsho seinu k'shem shatfilin munochem bereishas hamoach v'ritzuos yotzos mehenu miskashos ba'achros hamoach u'misaglos u'makifos kol harosh kochohu yisborach shoresh hakol u'mecheftzo mishtal shalos kol hanivroim. Minakodem b'madrega kisecholim, ana muuchar b'nevroim kigashmiim ha'artziim. Okay, so what is the dimyon of the tefillin? Vayilutatvos bein einecha. He's learning means that there's also a moshel in tefillin.
Sounds like he's just saying.
No, he doesn't mean over here God's hashgacha. He means zikaron. And right. In other words, va'od lezikaron. Mm-hmm. It should be to you a zikaron.
Does he mean like a cause of zikaron?
Doesn't seem like that. It just says it should be a zikaron. Shehu hamashgiach hayochol. Shehishgiach aleinu votzinu mibeis avodim. Another one that says va'yu l'totafos bein einecha. So it means three things. It means Einecha is the literal place. Einecha literally means the makom, right? Einecha also means the idea of what you watch, you remember. So it should be to you something that causes you to remember something. It should be. And that's what he's saying is the pasuk of Lizikaron bein einecha, which is a little bit of a that pasuk is in that pasuk he's saying the zikaron is explicit and the einecha is only talking about the physical ayin.
Right.
But without that pasuk, there still is an idea of placing it on your eye because the eye. Is in a certain when we say that something is keep your eye on this for me, right? Keep your eye on it means something that you pay attention to and you keep track of and you remember. So he's saying your tefillin should be bein einecha. So it's saying in terms of in that second sense, it's saying the tefillin should be something that. Remember something that. But what are you remembering about the tefillin? What does it mean to remember to keep your eye on the tefillin? It means on the fact that Hashem is mashgiach hayochol, and his hashgacha is on us, and rotzinim beis avodim. What's the dimyon part? It's going to sound similar to the first one, right? And the dimyon is what? Likvoa b'nafsho seinu, to establish in our hearts, in our souls, that just like the tefillin, this is really the essential one, just like the tefillin are resting on the beginning of the brain, okay, the reishis hamoach, and the straps go and tie in the back of the head, and they encompass and encircle the whole head. Okay, so too kocha hu yisborach. So too God is the source of everything. Okay, and from His will, all the creations come. Everything is it comes. Everything.
Derives
from His all the nivrim derive from His will. All the creation derives from His will. From the malachim, down to the inert physical matter. The Hu Yisborach Tachlis Kol Dover Ho Acharon V'chein Tachlis Akol Makif V'shov Al Ratzono. Everything comes back to God's will. In other words, in this third way, the whole idea of tefillin is a mashal. It's a mashal. And what's the mashal? The mashal is just like, physically speaking, the physical tefillin wrap around your start at the are at the top. They're at the what he calls the shoresh of the moach. Okay. That's really, I mean, it's interesting. I don't know where you get these ideas from, but he's saying that's really the main faculty of the brain. And that's where the tefillin is. It's resting on the shoresh hamoach. But it wraps around and ties to the back. So the top he's considering like the primary. And the bottom he considers less elevated. But nonetheless, the tefillin encompass everything. In other words, if the tefillin were just sitting on the top and there was no kesher, so you'd say the place of the tefillin is the essence, and that's where the tefillin are relating to. You understand? The idea that the tefillin are resting on the top, but tied in the back, means there's a relationship between everything in the head is related to the tefillin of the Rosh. The tefillin of the Rosh encompass and include, in a certain sense, everything. So too, God encompasses and includes all existence.
What does he mean that he's the tachlis of everything?
Oh, he explains that in a minute.
Okay.
He says, Kemosha bir harav zal, like the Rambam says in the Mora, by the example of the chair, and its purpose is to sit on it. And you'll say, and what's the purpose of sitting? Right, and the Ram goes through like five steps. To be elevated. And what's the purpose of being elevated? So that people should respect you. What's the purpose of people respecting you? So that they'll follow your law. What's the purpose of people following your law? So there'll be order in the you know. So he says eventually you're gonna have to come, you're never gonna be able to, you know, eventually you're gonna have to say that that's just his will. Mm-hmm. So he says, so too, in terms of God, we say all existence, we can only finally say all existence, like we were discussing last week, all existence is the will of God. Can't go beyond that. Can't say why. You say that's the will of God. So he's saying in the same sense, the idea is that the tefillin, but I want this to be very clear in terms of what he's saying over here, in terms of he's saying the third ayin. Right? I think we got to get these three eyes straight. The third ayin is he's saying that the whole idea of laying tefillin on your head is a mashal for something else. Right? V'hayu l'totafos b'nei necha is he's saying that putting on tefillin is a derech mashal for something else. The whole maisa of tefillin is a mashal for something else. You know, the first one is ayin is physically where it should go. Right? The second one is saying that it should function in a certain way for you. And the third one is saying what it represents. Right? You could say, you could put something on your head and forget about it. That would be the first way. Just put it on your head. Second way is telling you, no, it's not enough just that it's on your head. It should be something that's in your sight. Whatever it is about tefillin is something that's constantly active and with you. Right, it's just something that should be a constant, constantly before your eye. Okay, and what is it? It represents a whole idea of mashal. It is a mashal. The whole construct, the halachic construct of tefillin on your head, is a mashal for something else. Okay, so that's what the mashal is. That's primarily what he's trying to explain in this piece. So let's take it again. So he's saying that the mashal is that this is something that's very interesting. Let's think about it a little bit. Like I was saying before, if you just had tefillin on your head and somehow you got them to stay up there, right? I don't know, you could have had a chin strap on your tongue.
Like a birthday hat.
Right? Or make a little hat, right?
Yeah, close.
That would not, that would imply that the, right, the, that would imply a clip stone, right? That would imply that there's a, that the makom of tefillin is specifically the Rosh, the Rashis HaMoach. Right, like that's the choice part of the head that really represents thought, and the tefillin only relate to that.
Right. I mean, we are used to thinking. I mean, I don't know. I'm used to thinking about tefillin as the essence is the parshios, and the strap thing is just a means of putting
right.
it on.
So he's saying more than that.
Right.
He's saying that there's an idea of the kesher.
Right.
That's really what he's trying to focus on.
Like if the knot was tied in the front, that'd be different.
Right.
Right.
So he's saying the idea of the kesher shel tefillin means to say. That the concept of the tefillin means to say that the tefillin, the cheftza, in terms of the physical mitzvah, the tefillin, it rests on the head, its place is on the ponim of the person, but it really, it, the tefillin itself, really encompasses the entirety of the head. That's what the idea of Hakofas HaRosh and the Kesher in the back signifies. That the idea of the tefillin does not relate solely to the Rosh, to the Ponim, to the Shoresh and the Rosh HaMoach, but it equally relates to everything on the everything in the head, from the highest function to the lowest function. So too, in the third eye, in the third meaning of eye, B'derach Moshel, there's the idea that Hu Yisborach, that God is the Shoresh HaKol, and from His will, all creation is generated. All creation comes to be. From the highest elements, the Scholem, that would be like the Reishis HaMoach, down to the physical, right? And He is the Tachlis of everything. He's the purpose of everything. Tachlis kol dovar ha'achron, even the lower, the latter things, and the tachlis of everything. He's makish v'shova, makish, everything is encompassed by his ratzon. There's nothing in the universe that is beyond the idea of God's will. There's nothing that exists other than by the idea of God's will. Okay? Like the Rambam says in the Mora, that all existence comes down to the idea of the will of God. So that's the idea, that's the mashal of tefillin shel Rosh. And therefore the Ritzuos, he says, have to circle the whole head. And it goes back to behind the head and it is tied there. Shehi ha-nekudah ha-achrona, that's the lowest point. It should go down to the base of the skull. To encompass the lowest point too. V'achar toshev v'takif v'tala min hakesher ad mokom ma'amad ha'tfilin shehu tachlis aleihem ledimoy hazeh she'amarno. I'm not sure where it starts, but it sounds like he's going around circles now. But anyway, after the knot, then it goes back up to the top, right? And the top, the tefillin, is the purpose in this mashal. So, and everything is tied zeb zeb chefzo yisbarach. All of nature, all of creation, is unified. That's what he means by the it's circled and tied. It's all one package, tied up in a random expression. Like everything's all tied up. So he's saying that's the mashal of tefillin. Ki'ilu tomar shebora Hashem yisborach ha'secholim v'ha'secholim b'cheftzo kol echad sibo l'shelamata mimenu b'madrega ad ha'sechal ha'poel v'ha'sechal ha'poel sibo l'mashelamata migalgo ha'yorech v'ha'kol miskasher zeh b'zeh misibo l'sibo v'hu omro ki gavoh mi'al gavoh shomer v'gavoh mi'alim. In other words, that everything in the universe in his idea of of astronomy, had these lower causes. You know, there were the Galgalim, and then they generated lower causes. But everything is really tied back up to the Ratzon Hashem. Don't think that anything is operating like on an independent plane. Right? Hakol toloi bizroa. Okay. Mitachas zroas olam. Loma shehu yizvorach masmid amidas hakol v'kiyumam. Shehu mokom olamo. So there's no idea of any existence that's independent of God. Hu mokom olam. Everything is dependent on him for existence. V'kiyum olam nismach elov v'kesher echad yesh lehem. There's only one kesher of everything. Everything is tied to the ultimate tachlis of the Ratzon Hashem. So that's the mushal. That's the third. That's the mushal of tefillin. That basically about that he's the mamzi kol nimsa. Basically, he's learning that the idea of the mushal of the tefillin is that God is the mamzi kol nimsa. And that it's through the kesher to the Ratzon Hashem that everything exists. It's only by way of the connection to the Ratzon Hashem that everything exists from the highest to the lowest. Don't think that God's will is, let's say, for the Sechalim, and then they decide to make other things. Nothing is independent. There's no independent existence. Yeah, David?
Yeah.
Vehu, now so what is the Moshel? Vehu shenigla lamosha. That's the idea that he revealed to Moshe. What does it mean he showed him the Kesher Shel Tefillin? He says he revealed this concept, this idea, that all creation is tied to God's existence. V'nira Elov v'lo nimna mimenu zulosi etzem atfillin shehem al heinayim shehu shoresh hakol. So he says that's what it means. In terms of tefillin, there's a mushal of tefillin, okay, and there's the ponim of tefillin, and there's the kesher of tefillin. The ponim of tefillin represents the idea of God Himself. The kesher of tefillin represents the idea that all of nature is an expression of the Ratzon Hashem. All of nature owes its existence to being tied to the tachlis, being tied to the Ratzon Hashem. So Moshe asked to see the Pnei Hashem. He asked to see the knowledge of God itself, and he was only showed knowledge of what? It's interesting. So how is he dashing it? Knowledge of what?
All existence.
Das of all existence.
Right.
Reminds you of something?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. He says, "V'lo nimna mimenu zulasi etzem atzvilim shehem al ha'inayim shu shor shakol she nirmas b'loshem ponim kama lo sucha liros es ponai acha kesher kulo heralo." God showed Moshe all the knowledge of all existence, knowledge of how all existence is related to the Ratzon Hashem. V'zehu kesher shel tefillin. V'hu mashe nirmas elav v'chol beisi ne'emanu. So it's a very interesting Rashba. That Moshe wanted to see basically the ideas of the cause. He wanted to see the ideas of God, the idea of God's existence on its own. But that man is unable to see. But there is a knowledge of what? Basically of Ma'aseh Hashem. And that's represented by the Kesher. The Kesher Shel Tefillin represents that idea. Because it represents B'moshel, that there's like the Tefillin are on the Rosh. The Tefillin are the Tachlis. They're the essence. But everything, and they relate to the everything on the Rosh via the Kesher. So too, there's an idea that that all of creation relates to God in terms of the Ratzon Hashem. But what's interesting is this is almost exactly like the Rama's interpretation of the same parsha.
He ties it to of your kol tuv alpanecha, right?
That's right.
The kol tuv of Sheshes Mevreshes.
It's an amazing thing.
The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says it's in where was it? I have it marked off here. 55. In 55, the Rambam said, is it 55? Or is it 54?
Tammy, did you get 55?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, it was 54. Sorry. The Rambam said like this. Moses prayed to God to grant him knowledge of his attributes and also pardon for his people. Right? That's their achecha. When the latter had been granted, he continued to pray for knowledge of God's essence and the words, show me thy glory. And then received, respecting his first request, that's, I will make all my goodness pass before you. Mm-hmm. Right? So that is, that's his first request, is being granted. What does it mean? Avir kol tuvi alponecha. Right? So the Rambam says, the words, all my goodness, imply that God promised to show him the whole creation, concerning which it has been stated, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And when I say to show him the whole creation, I mean to imply that God promised to make him comprehend the nature of all things. Okay. Their relation to each other, and the way they are governed by God.
Right.
Both in reference to the universe as a whole and to each creature in particular. This knowledge is referred to when we are told of Moses, which is this pasuk he quotes, "B'chol beisi ne'amanu." That is, his knowledge of all the creatures in my universe is correct and firmly established. For false opinions are not firmly established. That's just a typical... Consequently, the knowledge of the works of God is the knowledge of his attributes. Okay, that's going back to the first request. But it's an amazing thing. I mean, there's no doubt that the Rashba knew that Rambam.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. He didn't want to just... He wanted to show you that it's an interesting thing. The Rambam is showing you... See, maybe this will answer your question here. Whereas the Rambam is saying, really, from the Pasuk, you can understand it. You can understand what was shown to Moshe via the text of the Pasuk. But the Chazal wants to teach you another idea about Tefillin also. So they put Bederach Moshel, that what is the Avir Kol Tuvi? What is Kol Tuvi? It also it's represented by the idea of Keshesh HaTefillin. So the Rosh was showing you, he's reversing it. He's working backwards, saying, if you take the mushel, you could get back to what the idea was. If you think into what the idea of Keshesh HaTefillin is. But both of them are the same. It's very interesting. It's interesting that Ram didn't bring that mushel up with you, I guess. But what is it again? He's saying that, like the Rambam says, it's the full knowledge of nature as an expression of the Ratzon Hashem, how everything works together, how everything is governed, and how it exists. But in terms of the Rashba, you know what's interesting is to try to get a little bit of a derech from it, right? To try to get a derech from. And this is a tough one to pull out, though. But he's saying, again, his derech is, you've got to look at the mashal itself. You've got to think into what the idea of kesher is. Right?
In light of the context of the pasuk.
In light of the context of the pasuk. But it's a beautiful... I mean, he's trying to show you that when it's focusing that he showed him the kesher shel tefillin, that it must mean that the kesher has a certain idea. What's the idea of the kesher? That it's what unifies the tefillin to encompass everything in the Rosh. And that the tefillin should be bein einecha. It's another one of his methods over here, is that the pasuk really refers to all three concepts of ayin. One of the concepts of ayin is dugma. So it means to say that there is a dugma of the tefillin in regards to a higher knowledge.
And what's the dogma? The dogma is just like the tachlis of the chefza is on the rosh, is on the front of the face, meaning to say that's really the essence. That very essence really encompasses all parts of the rosh via the kesher shel tefillin. So too, the kesher shel tefillin therefore is really showing you an idea that all of creation is unified in a certain sense via what the tefillin represents, which is achdus. In other words, that's what he said in the first one that we were doing, that that wasn't mean that God wears tefillin and all that. That the ideas of tefillin are, that tefillin really represents the idea of the ideas of Achdus Hashem, and that they spread out into branch off into many different forms of ideas and existence. But the point is that it's the kesher that really unifies everything. So when it says he showed him the kesher, it means he showed him a unifying idea. When he said it showed him the kesher, it means he showed him the unifying concept of all existence. Right, I don't think this chazal is working off of the other chazal that right. God wears tefillin.
Right.
And that's a different idea. That was the first one, or whichever one we did. That's a different concept. This means to say that he's saying, ponem, in the tefillin that we wear, there are two concepts. It's the concept of the two concepts. In our tefillin. Etzem HaTfillin which is Al Hainayim, which is the Shorish HaKol, Shenirmaz B'Lashon Ponim. It was in our Moshul, the Shorish HaKol, where the Tfillin rests, is B'Derech Moshul, the essence of God, Ponim. That he couldn't see. As he was saying, he couldn't show him the Tfillin itself, which is a Moshul to us, Tfillin itself. The way we wear tefillin is a mashal to the ultimate ideas of God Himself. That he couldn't see, but the kesher he showed him, which in our framework kesher refers to the thing that unifies all of existence under the Ratzon Hashem. So it's not referring to God's tefillin. Achorai is. The mashal is the nimshal for our tefillin, our kesher. When you talk about the kesher shel tefillin that you wear, that kesher represents the ideas of achorav. So he says he showed him achorav, he showed him kesher shel tefillin. It's very hard for us to figure this out exactly, but even though the Ram says you can't keep asking what's the purpose of this, because everything ultimately is Ratzon Hashem, but that doesn't mean that there's just no knowledge within the idea of Ratzon Hashem. Apparently you can have greater knowledge of what it means that something exists through Ratzon Hashem. Like, for instance, people say there's the Malachim, there's the physical, and then there's a man. So the Ratzon Hashem is that all types of existence should be. Non-physical intellectual existence, physical non-intellectual existence, and then a physical intellectual existence. And so you can sort of describe in a broad sense that how it fulfills an idea of Ratzon Hashem. So you can also, apparently there's a lot more knowledge in detail of every particular creation, how it fulfills an idea on a more detailed level of Ratzon Hashem, and what type of Ram says what type of order and Hashgacha is given to each thing. It's the Mashal of Keshil. When we say the Tefillin and have that idea that everything is included in Ratzon Hashem from the highest to the lowest, that's true. But when it says he showed him the Keshil Tefillin, it means he showed him how that's true. He showed him what the Kesher is to everything. He showed him what is the connection, how everything is connected to Ratzon Hashem. And we could say as a fact it's true. We could say the Kesher Tzolom states that as a fact, but in what way it's actually true, that we simply can't know. And Moshe himself couldn't know without Nevuah. But But that's what he was able to show him. Yeah. In other words, he seems to be learning that since Chazal said Kesher Shel Tefillin, he's saying there must be a Mashal of Tefillin. And he's showing you from the Pasuk that the choice of the word Ayin, that the word Ayin represents Mashal too. So it makes sense to say that part of the very, I mean, it's an important point, right? He's saying part of the very tzivoy, just like the tzivoy of Shema means more than to listen and to obey, but also to understand. Of course, the word Shema has three meanings. So part of the mitzvah of tefillin, he's saying, is where it goes, and that you should understand, and that it should convey to you a certain concept. Now, halachically speaking, you'll be Yotze, because the halacha, the technical halacha, is based on the first interpretation of the Maisa. But the tam and the benefit of the mitzvah is really contained in the deeper meanings. So a person will not be mevatel a mitzvah say, but he won't be mekayim the benefit of tefillin unless he fulfills it on the deeper level. That's halachic. There's a halachic drasha, and there's a philosophical drasha. So that's shivim panim l'Torah. The Torah can be interpreted on different planes. Interpreted on a halachic plane, and it can be interpreted on a philosophical plane. It can be interpreted on a social plane. It can be interpreted on a lot of planes. They're all true, and. And he's saying that these three are the primary meanings of the tzivoy itself. And from that, Chazal used that as derech mashal over here. As he's saying, it's not a far-fetched mashal they just dreamt up. It really is part of the very idea of tefillin. And it's a limud itself of the part of the very idea of tefillin. That tefillin should be to you a mashal. Vayu l'totofos bein einecha.